There are now 33 tribal radio stations broadcasting in the United States, and many of them just started in the past few years. The FCC recently approved construction permits for 30 more. Producers Jesse Hardman and Maura O'Connor recently hit the road to investigate the emergence of tribal radio. Here's Jesse Hardman.
Laura Sand Taylor grew up on the Hopi Reservation in northeastern Arizona. There was no electricity, telephone, or even running water. But one day a passing tourist gave her grandfather a transistor radio.
I thought it was just marvelous to hear, like, this music that was so alien to Hopi culture. You know, it was something I didn't hear except very late at night. And I was like, who are these people? Who's Patsy Cline? You know, who's Elvis Presley?
It would be another 40 years before the Hopi Reservation, where Laura Sand Taylor spent her childhood, got its own FCC license. Finally, in December of 2000, KUYI was launched, a Hopi-owned, Hopi-produced radio station serving the reservation.
This is Southern Thunder. You on the air. Take it away. Give me 4 push-ups. Hookah! And you are listening to Tatawi, and this is 88.1 FM. And good morning.
Jimmy Lucero is a part-time farmer, Hopi elder, and the morning DJ on KUYI.
Everybody likes me and everybody calls in. You know, it's a good thing for them because they like to hear a person that talking Hopi, their own language on here. And when I put my powwow music on here in the morning too, I like to put that hookah in there, you know, and all that good Indian words.
Most of America is inundated with new forms of communication technology, but an old standby, radio, is still the most important and oftentimes only medium delivering information to Indian communities.
You are tuned in to KYHN 91.9 FM, Thonop the Nation, Sells, Arizona, the voice of the Thonop the Nation.
You're listening to KIDE Hoopa, the travel radio from the greater Hoopa Valley.
On KPYT 100.3, your winner radio.
The voice of the Boskoyaki tribe.
Laura Sand Taylor is now the executive director of Native Public Media, a nonprofit organization that is spearheading the surge in tribal radio stations nationwide.
I mean, you can do banking online. I mean, on your mobile handheld, you can get the weather, you can get the latest news. I mean, you can text, you can tweet. I mean, there's your connection in your hand. And yet, in Indian country, it's just an unknown. People don't know that that kind of technology exists.
Taylor says that less than 10% of families on Native reservations have broadband connections. A third still don't have telephones. That means radio is often the only way to get information on important issues like safety, health, education, and tribal government. Joseph Orozco is the manager and DJ for the Hoopa Valley Indian Tribes radio station, KIDE, in Northern California. In the summertime, he uses his airwaves to warn locals about forest fires that threaten the reservation.
Learn about wildland fire, emergency preparedness, and home ignition preventions. Fire agencies.
If it comes to emergencies, radio is a thing because everybody tunes into KIDE during those times.
At KOHN, the radio station run by the Tona Odom Nation near the Arizona-Mexican border, public health nurses host a show on issues such as diabetes and children's health.
Hello. Once again, it's the public health nurses from Cell Service Unit. We're here to talk today.
The Tona Odom Reservation is the size of Connecticut, and tribal members often live in isolation without access to roads or power lines. The hosts of the health show say that for the price of batteries, everyone can stay in touch.
This is a lady. She says, I'm 29 with kids ages 8 and 10. Their father.
As communities around America search for ways to connect through new technology, reservations are using what some consider an outdated platform to make those same community connections. Radio advocate Laura Sand Taylor.
It's wonderful to hear the Sioux language on the airwaves or the Tohono O'odham people speaking their language or the Hopi or the Navajo, and how vibrant that makes the community and how robust and healthier the communities are because they feel that their identity is validated, that they matter, that their culture is valued, and that their history is being told.
New tribal radio stations from Hawaii to New York expect to begin broadcasting in the next 3 years. But if you want to listen to more tribal radio before then, you can't do it online. Most don't stream over the internet. You have to get in your car and go hear them live on the air. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman.
That piece was produced with assistance from the public radio website, transom.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.